Hey, man.
Hi.
I would ask you if you like Star Wars, but I know the answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm a casual viewer of the wars. He's gonna be with me forever. But you know, I am a Star Wars.
Is that
fan.
What the cool kids call it now? The wars.
The wars.
So I call it the Trek.
The Trek.
Why am I a Star Trek fan?
I call myself a warsy.
Trexy? No, that doesn't sound right.
You can't do it. Don't say Trekkie. They get offended.
Mother Trekker.
No, I'm a Star Wars fan, but this is going to be a pretty heavy Star Wars talk nerdy to me.
Yes.
Especially with me. Hi, I'm Patrick. You haven't seen me here. You've seen me in other openings like the Hogwarts Castle Lego build and every toy this guy gets in this comic book store.
Yeah. We can, we're going to be talking about Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Starting
now. Hey, listen. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reed? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. Cause I know what them elf girls need.
All right, Star Wars.
God, what a mess.
It is, but there's a lot of cool stuff happening, too.
Yes, as long as Kathleen Kennedy doesn't kill everything.
She elicits a lot of bad feelings.
God, man, I tell you something. I think it's more of the toxic fan base than anything because...
Yeah, we can talk about that, too.
God, man, it's just... So, Solo, amazing movie.
Yeah, critics are so wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I love Solo. I'm actually making a costume from Solo. I'm making one of the Mud Troopers, actually. Oh, no, wrong hat. I have other hats. That's my tanker.
Oh,
hat.
You're not going to be Docs? Shoot my veins full of stuff.
Give me some water.
Yeah.
I think it's just, as of right now, that Kathleen Kennedy, I guess, pulled... The Boba Fett movie.
I heard it was going to be all the in-between movies now indefinitely canceled.
Well, you know, I really wish they would have probably started out with either, they started out with a Boba Fett movie instead of Solo. Solo's cool and all, but with the toxic fan base, I'm going to keep on saying that because, man, I am a huge fan. I'm part of the 501st. I'm part of the R2-D2 Builders Club. I'm part of Rebel Legion. Well, we're talking about Rebel Legion.
You're a joiner.
Yeah, I'm a joiner, yeah. I like doing the costume. Star Wars is a cool thing to like. But when you have, like, just... What they call... in our circle is... The toxic fan base is the Kylo Ren, you know? They if they don't get their way, they're just gonna smash up something like they're gonna have a hissy fit and a tantrum.
I call them internet trolls.
It's just they're all trolls. But the thing is, like, everybody that was boycotting Solo because of Episode 8, it's like, okay, you're gonna boycott a really good movie coming off of an okay movie in Star Wars sense. It's not okay. And then they're like, okay, now that you're going to boycott this, we're just not going to make any more in-between movies.
We're going to attack all the actors on Twitter until they cancel their Twitter accounts.
Oh, my God. It's the most annoying thing. It's like, I think it's like that 1% or 2% that's super vocal and that they go out and they troll everybody until they just want to quit everything. I mean, what was the... and I forget her name.
Rose.
Yeah, the girl played Rose. They made her quit the internet. Social media, she just dropped it.
She pulled the plug.
Because they said, oh, you made, this character such a... And it, you, just Google it, because it's disgusting. And so I think Disney is coming to that realization that, look what we bought. We bought $4 billion franchise with a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
You know, that want to complain
franchise,
and...
But it comes with those that luggage.
It comes with a lot of luggage. The 40 years of luggage.
They had a whole slate of those single movies planned. They were going to do in between the major releases.
Yeah, major release, which is would have been cool because it's like, you know,
backstories on a lot of these characters. I would love to see a Chewbacca one. maybe even a Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, I mean, the Chewbacca one. And the thing is, like, when Disney bought Star Wars, the funny thing is, if you actually want to do the backstories on these, go to Expanded Universe. All these books, there's tons of books. But as soon as Disney bought it, they said, nope, Expanded Universe, canon. No more canon. We're going to do our own thing. All right, fine. But now you're going to pull all that.
They're starting to pull a lot of Expanded Universe in.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there was a lot of Expanded Universe stuff in the Solo movie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But now that we're saying that they're canceling a lot of things, they are bringing some things in.
Disney's streaming service, the Disney
Plus. Oh, my God, another streaming service. I think
I'm going to cancel cable and just go off
streaming. Because that's pretty much what it's going for. I remember years ago, you can buy a la carte channels. Like, I used to have DirecTV. You could buy a la carte channels on DirecTV. That's what this is pretty much being. $15 a month, but I mean, Disney has a huge category of stuff that they have.
They own Marvel.
Yeah.
They own all Fox, the Disney stuff.
Disney,
Pixar. Yeah. Don't they own Pixar too?
Yeah.
Now all the Star Wars stuff, Fox stuff. They're going to be a juggernaut of entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, and 20th Century Fox has 20th Century Fox has so many licenses. I'm just waiting for them to buy Warner Brothers. and then Batman is owned by Disney, and then Batman's going to go into the Marvel Universe somehow.
Well, I thought they were. Doesn't Warner Brothers fall under them already?
I'm not too sure.
I think they do. So I think they do have, that's right, they'll have DC. But DC has its own streaming service.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're going to have their own Disney streaming service, which the new Jon Favreau show, The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Okay, so a little backstory on my costume experience. I actually started in as a Wookiee, and then we went to Mandalorians. Now, Mandalorians are warrior race, bounty hunters. They don't have a faction. They're not Rebel Legion. They're not the 504 or the Empire or anything. That it's their own people. So now that he actually made or Jon Favreau, he's actually making this thing, the Mandalorians. There's over 1,200 official costuming characters. It's like the fan fiction of the Star Wars. Their own Mandalorians, their own style, stuff like that. But I heard now that Jon Favreau is taking it over. The best thing to do to get some releases is follow him on Instagram, because he just keeps on releasing photos of stuff. And there was one photo of the Christmas special, or the the holiday special, and it was Boba Fett's rifle. And he actually released it.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, he actually released it, and everybody lost their mind because they said, oh my God.
And that was an animated part of the holiday special.
Now, he did release that it is after Boba Fett and Jango Fett's story and stuff like that, and it doesn't look like this guy is human. If you see a picture, if you just Google The Mandalorian, there's actually a good picture on there. If you look at his fingertips, they're actually yellow, so they don't think he's actually human. So that might be pretty interesting. But there was actually a theft on the set. So, which they pretty much said, there's a film that was a site of Adam Grant theft means, about $950 or more. I think they took like some SD cards and stuff like that, memory cards. So could you imagine somebody leaking that of all the stuff they've filmed?
Well, Disney's very litigious.
So they will sue you into oblivion.
And they will put the money to find somebody if that gets leaked.
Oh, yeah.
Because, they're like the mob. You don't want to cross the mouse.
Yeah, you do not want to. There's a great video of...
you stole my video.
I'm going to kill you. You know? So, yeah, a lot of things were stolen off set. There's a couple things of memory slots. So I don't know if they released that there was anything on those memory slots, because I think they're all using those Red Dragon...
The cameras.
So I don't know what kind of memory
slots. I'm sure Disney found those people and they've just... Oh,
yeah.
Them.
They're
in the Everglades out at Disneyland.
I'm pretty sure they're buried underneath the castle at Disney World right now. So, this is our little torture chamber. You know, right? So, yeah, so it's right now, Star Wars, I think they're gonna mainly focus on their streaming service right now. They're gonna cut out all the.
They're developing a lot of original shows for the streaming service. They're pumping mad cash at Mandalorian.
Oh yeah,
excess of $100 million.
Well, all right. So the guy who did Rebels, Dave Filoni. He is actually directing the first one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he actually directed in the first episode. So this is going to be really cool because it's supposed to be a lot of Mandalorian lore. But also the new cartoon that's going to be on the Disney Channel.
Rebels?
I don't think it's called Rebels. I think it's something else. It has a very unique like anime look to it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, comment below. I don't know the type of style animation that they're doing, but it's very... It's like half cartoony, half digital. It's really weird, but it looks okay. But there are going to be main characters on there, like Poe Dameron and all that.
Yeah, because he's the one who sends the main dude to that outpost to spy for the rebels.
So yeah, a lot of Star Wars coming up. You know, it's one of those things. I think what Disney is you have a little Disney, you have a little cup, right? And then you pour a little Star Wars in, and then you keep on pouring, and the cup overfills. And this is not stopping. And then as soon as you complain, hey, the cup is overfilling, they take the cup and they throw it against the wall. It says, fine, you get nothing anymore. You're
going to need a bigger cup.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger cup because that is a whole lot of Star Wars. So I mean, they pretty much made their initial investment back on the first movie. So yeah. Well, so they're now it's just printing money.
Not just that, but you got, like you said, the movie, not the movie.
The show,
the cartoon, episode 9 is coming up soon.
Yep.
And Star Wars Land.
Star Wars Land. That should be opening next April in Anaheim. And I think they got rid of Toontown to do it. So.
That's sad, but okay.
Yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, people involved. Toontown was cool.
Either make a new Roger Rabbit movie or, get rid of Toontown.
Yeah, or get rid of Toontown. Because, I mean, Toontown was okay, but the kids that grown up these days.
Who's Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, or, you know, it's fun and all, but... It's a little overplayed.
Yeah, but Star Wars Land, I want to be there when it opens.
Yeah, well, it's actually supposed to be opening next year, early next year. I know everybody was all like, hey, Celebration, which Star Wars Celebration is usually held every 2 years here in America. Then I think they have a celebration in Europe alternating years, but I'm not too sure this year. But they held in Chicago, which was really weird for a lot of my friends because they're like, isn't Star Wars Land opening up the same time in Anaheim? Or
and isn't Chicago really cold in April?
Weren't you...
We went to C2E2.
C2E2, wasn't it snowing?
Oh, yeah, it was so butt cold. And we didn't have to leave because they had those walkways.
Yeah.
The only time we had to leave was to go get something to eat. And I didn't even want to eat because it was so
cold. It was so cold. It's Chicago.
Let's just order
in. Winter.
Just order in.
So everybody was a little weird, but I can't wait till that because they have... It's always funny when, you know, people take, I guess in your old business, they take satellite imagery of their building like one.
I can either confirm or deny.
Never mind. You heard nothing. But they're taking like images of their building like AT-ATs. They're building a 1-1 scale replica of the Millennium Falcon.
That you can sit in the cockpit.
That you can sit in the cockpit. Which
is
just
I want to fly the Falcon.
Exactly. It's insane. You know, if you're a Star Wars fan or even a casual Star Wars, you will get, it's like, you know, how they make the duck fat. They just shove a bunch of food down your throat. This is Disney shoving Star Wars down your throat. And I think they're pulling it back a little bit because they only made a $500 million on Solo or something like that. They
barely. It's a crying shame.
Yeah, they didn't make as much as that. And God, man,
I just want to see the characters wandering around in Star Wars Land.
It's mostly all my friends in their 501st year. You know,
and that's just the attendees.
That's not even the people that work there. But yeah, so a lot of Star Wars news.
Some bad, some good.
Some bad, some good. But you know, you
more
gotta
good than bad, I guess.
As long as they keep on making shows and cartoons and movies.
Now they're gonna get more of my money on the streaming service.
So he's gonna get it, and I'm just gonna get your password.
If the mouse is listening,
the mouse is.
You be getting a.
Exactly. It's just like Netflix. They know what's going on. Well, cool. Well, that was a lot of Star Wars.
Yes, you can never have too much Star Wars.
Yeah.
Or can you?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Troy with Talk Nerdy to Me. Remember to subscribe.
Hit that bell icon.
Yeah, to get notified whenever we put up new videos. And if you're one of my auditory-only friends,
yeah,
you can listen to us on any podcast platform.
Moist. Is that good? And, yeah, make sure to follow us, listen to podcasts, and there we go.
On all that.
And all that. So, may the force be with you guys. You guys, we'll see you at the next one.
Later, nerds.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG? 'Cause I know what them elf girls need.